Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need some good news, baby, 'cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me. I need some good news, baby, 'cause all the world's gone crazy.
I think in the world of instruction, one of the finest lessons kids in the majority can learn is martial arts. I think there's such a beautiful discipline there, and there's such a respect, and there's it's just a smart way of growing up. And the gentleman I'd like to introduce you to right now, we're going to go to Detroit. I'd like to introduce Jason Wilson. Jason, how are you? Welcome to KDK Radio.
Good. How are you doing, Wendy?
We are wonderful. My co-host.
And Marty.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
How you doing? I'm honored to be a guest on your show.
Well, it's real, man.
You know what? I am a mom of many boys, and I loved the video of you with the young 9-year-old who was taking his martial arts test. Explain to people who haven't seen it what we're talking about and why this is so dear.
Well, it was a viral video, a video that went viral in 2016 of one of my young recruits, Bruce, who was experiencing fear of failure. And the part of that test, he had to break through a board, which is symbolic to overcoming a barrier in your life. And, you know, many people didn't know until the interview on Dr. Oz that he actually broke the board a week before practicing it. But because of the pressure of testing before his peers and his family, he feared failure, and it caused him to stop at a barrier. Like many of us do when we have a job opportunity or anything that we desire to do, as soon as we feel some resistance, we pull back. So it was a very teachable moment, and he started crying. And what struck a chord with the nation and actually the world was I didn't condemn him for crying. I allowed him to express his emotions with a reason for his tears so that he could overcome his fears, and he eventually broke the board.
I love what you said to him, because you said, I want you to tell me why. Why are you crying? Mm. And then when he was able to kind of verbalize it, and then what you said as such a role model, you said, I cry sometimes too.
Yes, I cry often. I've learned from Dr. William Frey, he discovered that tears from emotional stress not only contain 98% water, but also stress hormones. And that's what inspired me to write my book, Cry Like a Man, because I started studying just the at-risk behaviors that men partake in. And one that was really alarming to me was that we're 3 to 4 times likely to die by suicide than women. Mm. And then there was a direct correlation, and I started like meeting with men in group sessions, that men, we suppress our emotions. And in the culture, Marty, you know that they teach us that it's not good to cry. But when you go back to Sir Lancelot or the samurai, or even an old Irish proverb that says, never trust a warrior who cannot cry. Back then, it was okay for a man to cry or weep openly. But now, as the more we suppress our emotions, I tell men, it's going to come out, and we need an emotional enema because we're constipated.
You know, you say something on your site that's profound, your mantra, and it just hit me like a brick, my man. It says, my purpose is to teach, train, and transform boys before the world does. Tell me what you mean. That's strong.
Well, what happens is in society, and you know this, Marty, growing up, you know, our heroes, we only see the masculine side of our heroes. So, you know, there's a term called toxic masculinity, but once I looked up the word masculinity, I realized there is no such thing as toxic masculinity. It's only when a man allows himself to be defined by masculinity does he become toxic. So let me tell you what I mean by that. So if a fireman was to run into a burning building right now and rescue a family, we would applaud his masculine attributes, his courage, his strength, his boldness. But if a husband cannot patiently and with compassion listen to his wife while she's expressing her emotions through an argument and put his hands on her, that's a misuse of masculinity.
Mm, amen.
And so you have a pit bull terrier, for example. Thank God for the thousands of rescue groups, dog rescue groups initiatives, that we now see that this dog that was initially bred for fighting is also a family dog.
Gotcha.
But if the dog is only, if you only have this dog and it's trained to fight, it becomes toxic. So now what happened, we started seeing news reports about the pit bull being unstable, and now it's banned in certain cities. So that's why I want to teach, train, and transform boys before the mainstream world does. Because, again, men and boys alike, they just need an opportunity to share in a safe space with people who care.
Amen.
And then we'll start seeing a balance.
And you focus almost primarily on African American youth, yes?
No.
Meaning your boys who you're teaching them how to go out there in a world that isn't fair, yes? Do we lose him? Oh, man.
That was fantastic.
Hello?
Oh, do you have us? Yes, we lost you for just a minute. Did you hear my question?
I did hear it. So what I'm saying is you have to be careful when you're teaching any ethnicity that, because you can actually taint their view of a certain group of people or circumstances. Mm-hmm. So I tell them the truth. However, I show them how they are to overcome every situation. And so ironically, I'm actually at a school right now where I'm working with, out of a group of 16, maybe seven of them, are, I hate the term white and black.
I know.
To me, it just demeans the ethnicity, but they're Caucasian, or what we say white. And God showed me last year, he said, son, right now you are working with the boys, primarily African-American, but it was one kid in the hallway, he was just so discouraged because he left something at home and was crying. I literally got on the floor because he kept his head pointed to the ground. I laid up underneath him. His name was Baron. And I looked him up from the floor up and helped him overcome his emotions.
I love you.
And that's when I saw, I said, this is not.
Yeah.
This is a male issue.
This is not a black or white thing. I love your voice. I'd love to have you back on again. Would you join us again, sir? I could listen to you all day.
I would love to come back on.
Thank you, sir. You're the best, man.
Thank you. Jason Wilson, what a leader.
That was great, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.